From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say that they have arrested a second suspect in connection with the bombing of a subway train in London. The police said in a statement that they arrested a 21-year-old man in the West London suburb of Hounslow, which is home to London's Heathrow Airport, just before midnight Saturday. He was arrested under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, another suspect, an 18-year-old, was arrested at an area in Dover, a major ferry terminal for travel between Britain and France. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the assault. However, the terrorist group has had a history of claiming responsibility for attacks the group may not be connected to. The Islamic militant group Hamas, that rules Gaza, said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. That move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. The European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers led by Canada, China, and the European Union. This is VOA News. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Refugee International Chief Eric Paul Schwartz visited a camp for Rohingyas today.
I believe that in situations like this, the sternest and strongest measures must be taken. Our values demand it and our interests demand it. There ought to be multilateral sanctions against the Burmese military. There ought to be an arms embargo. There ought to be a referral of the situation in Burma to the International Criminal Court. The United States should reimpose the sanctions that have been lifted over the past several years.
UN agencies are concerned continued violence in Myanmar may eventually force up to 1 million Rohingya into Bangladesh, a poor country that is already overpopulated. Violent protests in the U.S. city of St. Louis, Missouri, continue. Demonstrators are upset with the acquittal of a white police officer charged with the murder and the death of an African-American man. A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police, who say nearly 24 people have been arrested and 9 police were injured in skirmishes with protesters. Racial tension in the area is not new at all. One of the suburbs of St. Louis is Ferguson, Missouri, where 2 weeks of protests began in August 2014 with the shooting death of an 18-year-old African-American man by a white police officer. About 300 leftist activists and migrants marched through central Athens to honor the memory of an activist rapper who was murdered by a neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago. This man was among the demonstrators.
We are here demonstrating in thousands in memory of the murder of Pavlos Fissas this fourth year. The tide of Golden Dawn goes on. What we demand is to shut down their offices because they are centers where they are organizing new attacks.
The protesters also remembered an American woman who was killed last month by a self-identified white supremacist during a rally in the U.S. state of Virginia, which neighbors Washington, D.C. A French journalist held for 51 days on terror charges in Turkey has returned to Paris. The France freelance journalist, Loubereau, was met by his parents Sunday at an airport, according to the campaign group Reporters Without Borders. Loubereau said his release came as a bit of a surprise, as he saw no signs pointing to his release Friday, a day after a French foreign minister met with the Turkish president. The Bureau was detained July 26th on the Turkey-Iraq border. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.